Welcome back to our podcast.
Season 2, baby.
Season 2, episode 1.
Woo! All right, so we're so happy to be back.
It's been how many months now?
I don't know, I lost count.
So did I. I hope you guys all missed us.
Oh, I'm sure you did. I've had so many people. Michelle, what happened to your podcast? Michelle, did you guys quit on your podcast?
No, we didn't.
We were just taking a little break. What's wrong with you?
I was going to say a sabbatical. We're taking a sabbatical. That's like a more classy word. But yeah, we're back. We have a lot of big things to discuss today. First and foremost, my girl Michelle got herself a brand new house.
Ooh, that's me, baby. New house. Who dis?
And what else do we have new? Oh, yeah. I have a boyfriend.
Julie has a boyfriend. Can you guys believe that?
Yes, okay. I have a boyfriend. I'm very excited.
What are you excited for?
Please tell me.
What are you excited for?
You know, the future. I'm excited to get engaged, get married, have kids.
How long have you guys been together now?
We've been together almost 4 months.
Okay, wait. So this is the real scoop. The reason that we...
She scooped her guac when she said that, by the way.
The reason that we paused the podcast
is because Charlene's pregnant.
Wait, no. It's because Julie got a boyfriend.
That's not and how you stop the podcast.
She completely ditched me. Okay. I didn't hear from her.
That's not true.
She was one of those basic girls who, once they get into a relationship, they don't fucking talk to you anymore. They don't hang out with you.
It's not true.
It is true.
The truth is, Michelle didn't want to see me because she thought I had corona for like 6 months. And so she wouldn't let me near her. Literally, she would be 6 feet away from me at all times.
She's always sick. So it's so hard to tell if she's like really sick or just, I don't know.
So then she finally decided to be my friend again. That's the truth. Ready? Let's eat our chips. Are you guys ready? Please cut this out.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, so back to Charlene, to our friend Charlene is pregnant, baby shower's in 2 weeks, and we've been planning it.
It's been so wild to plan a baby shower. If any of you out there have planned one, kudos to you, because I feel like an event planner.
We really are event planners. Like, that's our new job title, because it's a lot of work, full-time job.
It really is, but we did a really good job, and I'm hoping it comes together really nicely.
I hope she loves it. I think she will.
The theme is Japanese cherry blossoms, so it's going to be beautiful.
Beautiful.
You guys will see all the pics on the Instagram.
Definitely. I'm excited to get lit at this baby shower after all this planning. And yeah.
So let's first dive in to Michelle's new house.
Oh, yes, please. Let's backtrack. Don't you love it? Isn't it beautiful?
So beautiful. She did such a good job on decorating. And she's like grown AF. So all the men out there that are listening, you got to keep up with this girl, because she's all the way up top. And you got to climb the mountain to get to this bitch. She is thriving. Her house is beautiful. And
I don't need no man.
She doesn't need a man. But if you are out there and you have a nice ass house too, then you could maybe get with her.
No, no lie. Yeah, I mean, I have my own house, own car, good job, chilling. So, just letting you know right now, I'm not settling for anything less, so don't even come at me.
Good for you.
But yeah, I am so happy. It's been a month, actually, on the 13th. I just made a month since I've been in my new house. My furniture just got here last week.
That's beautiful.
And I have more furniture coming in next week. Super excited. And yeah, I honestly just can't believe that it's real. Remember when we were recording in my old shitty apartment?
Yeah, I remember when we were recording in my clubhouse and then Dale kicked us out, my security guard.
Oh, he hates us.
Oh, Dale.
Now we have a good studio.
Yeah, now we have our own studio and it's very official.
But yeah, so let's go on to our next topic about Raul, because, oh, that's Julie's boyfriend. His name is Raul.
Oh, by the way.
BT dubs. Raul, I know you're listening.
Raul, listen
close. And we didn't get your consent, but whatever.
I know. We don't even know if we can say his name.
Anyways, Julie, I need all the details because there's shit I still don't know. I feel like I've only met him maybe like four times. Yeah, like 3-4 times maybe. Which is wild because you're like my best friend and I barely know your boyfriend.
I know. Well, I mean, I haven't been with him for that long. Like I said, it's been around 4 months almost. I actually met him through a mutual friend of ours. And I met him at Banco because where else would I meet someone, right? Banco's poppin'. That's like my favorite place. If you guys live downtown, you know, Banco Cantina. Hit it up for brunch. I was actually there for, I think, Taco Tuesday. And it's just love at first sight. He complimented me on my Gucci shoes and my top. And I complimented him on his, like, Gucci belt and his wallet. And I was like,
soulmates.
Soulmates. And then we're both Aquariuses. So it's like, soulmates. And it just, like, kept going, going, going. And yeah, things definitely moved fast, but when you know, you know. Like, when you've dated and, like, you've been single for so long and you meet someone that you really connect with, you vibe with, and, like, you're, like, the same person, it's just kind of, like, inevitable, you know?
Honestly, I did think – I was very, like, skeptical about the two of you just because, like, it was very, very fast. Like, very fucking fast. But now that I see you guys more together, like, how you interact and, like, I don't know. I can just tell. No, I can just tell that, like, you guys really do, like, bounce off of each other. And honestly, time, honestly, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Like,
no,
you can click with someone immediately.
So fast too. Yeah. It's so weird. But we did meet during quarantine, which is definitely, like, hard to adapt because it's not like we could really do anything for a while. We were just, like, at home. But, you know, it's definitely, like, a weird time to meet someone. Because we can't really do the same things that other couples were doing, you know, before quarantine.
Yeah.
But, you know, finally when things opened again, we got to go to dinners. And we went to a drive-in movie, which was super cool.
I've never been to one.
It's so nice. If you guys are out there, there's one in Lake Worth. Highly, highly recommend for a date spot. Remember when we did the Valentine's episode about all the date ideas? That was so cute. That was when we were both single.
Yeah, fuck.
No, that was a really good episode. And we had Sarah. Miss her.
Sarah, I miss her. I need to text her. I haven't heard from her.
Sarah, if you're listening.
We love you. We miss you.
We love you a lot. But
yeah, guys, so I am officially the only single gal out of the friend group.
Oh, yeah, because now Charlene
is basically, you know, she has a baby daddy. She's about to get married, move into a house, have a kid.
Hers went by fast, too. Same as me. Hers is probably a little bit faster.
Oh, way faster.
Yeah. But
Rachel and Sean have basically been married since, like, college.
Literally. And they live together.
And then there's me.
I wonder when they're going to get married. Spill the tea on them.
Let's not.
No, I'm kidding.
Let's not talk about other people.
I really love them a lot. Like, actually, so much.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, I can't imagine my life without both of them.
And it's really nice because my boyfriend also loves Charlene's baby daddy and boyfriend and Rachel's boyfriend. We all get along really well, which is super cool. So now we just need to find, you know.
If I ever do get a boyfriend, like, you have to get along with my friends. Like, you have to click with them. That's a big.
And they're boyfriends, too, you know?
Yeah,
and
it's exactly.
It's nice when, like, us girls are together and
then
they
the boys
talk.
Become, like, really good friends and they hang out and then we all kind of do our own thing while we're out. Yeah.
I love it. So, whoever's out there for Michelle.
I feel like every episode we're like, hello? Are you out there?
Yeah, Michelle's boyfriend, your boyfriend.
But, dude, I feel like a lot has happened since we, like, last recorded. Like,
besides,
the big stuff, like, I mean, my birthday just passed. Rachel's birthday just passed. Like, a lot.
And it seemed like it was just so low-key because of everything going on. Like, I feel like we couldn't really do a huge celebration. But just, like, going out to dinner and being together was, you know, all that really mattered.
Honestly, though, I feel like it's been a blessing. This, I mean, not Corona in general, but, like, just things being, you know, like, limited and locked down, like, because usually, let's be honest, we would have went out for my birthday, I would have probably blacked out, like, just really bad stuff probably would have happened. Yeah. So, this time, my 24th birthday, we just went out to a nice dinner, it was chill, we went back to Rachel's place and just drank more, and then we all got home safely, thank God, and that was it, so.
And the same thing we just did for Rachel's birthday. That was last weekend, right?
Yeah.
Last weekend. We did the same thing, just like a really chill dinner.
Oh my God, I was so hungover.
Okay, Michelle drank more.
I got way more lit at Rachel's birthday than mine, for sure.
Because you guys went out to Brickyard?
We went to Brickyard.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just a bad bad start.
Right now. Went home because I had brunch the next day. So I was like, if I go out, I know it's not going to be a good idea. Also, it was like a tropical hurricane. Mm-hmm. It was pouring. Tropical
depression the whole weekend.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was literally walking out of dinner and my phone got like so soaked that it's broken now. That's how bad it was. So it was crazy, but at least we got to all get together and, you know, we're in phase two now. So things are opening more. Things are getting better. I mean, seriously, since the last time we talked, it was bad. Remember, like, I thought we were never going to be able to go out of the house.
I think the last episode we recorded was we weren't together. Like, we did it through our phones because we couldn't see each other.
Yeah, it was really bad. And now things have really come a long way, which is good. Because being held in the house and not being able to go to work or to go to the gym or to just do anything, see your friends, you know, it definitely takes a toll on, I think, mental health for sure. At least mine. I thought it was a really hard time.
I had really bad weeks during quarantine. Like, you get so depressed being home alone. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially us that we live alone.
Yeah, Michelle and I both live alone, so it's hard for us. Like, at least I have Valency, my puppy.
We don't live, like, with our families.
Who just turned one.
Oh, my God. He had a birthday, too.
One. Yeah. Wait, so this is, what sign are you?
I'm a Leo.
This is Leo month?
No, this is Virgo.
Oh. Oh, yeah, because your birthday.
He's a Virgo.
Oh, that's a Virgo. And so Rachel's a Virgo.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Shout out to our Virgos. Yeah. I actually really fuck with Virgos. I'm going to tell you the three signs that I fuck with, okay?
Oh, my God. Please be one of them. Please be one.
I'm sorry, Julie. You're not.
What? Are you kidding?
You're actually, like, the only Aquarius that I've ever had, like, as a friend, to be honest. I'm not really,
really?
That much Aquarius.
There's not many of us out there. That's why I was surprised when Raul was an Aquarius.
Yeah.
Like, so which ones do you fuck with?
Oh, okay. So Virgos, Geminis, Sagittarius.
Those are all like the crazy ones.
Those are my yeah, I know.
So you like crazy bitches.
I guess I attract them. I mean, they're only like, I'd say they're my favorite because like most of like the close people that I've had in my life or who I like really vibe with have always been those, like either one of
girls
those.
Girls or guys?
Both,
or both?
But,
okay.
Yeah. So.
What about like.
Oh, and Leo, of course. Duh.
Oh,
top
yeah.
Top one.
I think for me, I've known Leos, Cancers. What else? You're a Virgo?
I'm Leo.
Oh, you're a Leo.
You just asked me like 5 minutes ago.
Or a little lit off wine. I think that's it though.
Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, we're drinking Pinot, which is weird because Michelle usually only drinks red.
That's true, but I don't know. You just got to switch it up. I just started getting kind of sick of red wine.
Me too.
Don't get me wrong though. I can still drink it.
No, I feel like
right
can.
Now I have both in my fridge. I have Pinot Grigio.
And she has
and
beer.
Red wine,
and she
beer.
Had some mush.
Course stocked, you know.
Oh shit, click it. But can we just quickly like go completely off topic and talk about the new song WAP?
Oh god. Guys,
I can't say it because we'll get demonetized. We can't
if you guys
actual...
don't know Julie's obsession with Cardi B yet, then you're not a true Jam fan because that's like her God.
Okay, calm down.
It's
Jesus
Cardi.
And God, you are my God.
Okay, second place is Cardi.
Yeah, no,
and
Kylie Jenner.
Third place is Kylie Jenner, yeah.
But Cardi and Offset are getting a divorce, so.
Don't care.
Well, I care.
Don't care.
What about culture? You don't care about culture?
Don't care.
Her baby?
Don't care.
Oh?
You don't even know these people.
How do you know? What if on the side that's what I've been doing for these past 6 months is hanging out with Cardi and culture?
Sure, you fucking wish.
And Kylie and Stormy.
No, but honestly, good for Cardi. Like, if she wasn't happy in her relationship.
Yeah,
clearly,
he got cheating on her.
Who the fuck is Offset? Like, what the fuck does he do?
I know,
like,
he's literally off the set.
Good one.
No, but for real, like, she's a boss-ass bitch. Like, she's definitely dominating everything.
Oh, for sure.
All the platforms.
I saw a tweet that it was like, how is Offset gonna make any income now?
Ooh,
and it's so facts. Like, come on.
It's true. No, but he just kept cheating, and that was what her last album was about, and she's going to do a new album dropping soon, promoting for Cardi now.
No free promotion, yo.
I know, that's true.
But anyways, enough about Cardi. The show is about you and me. It's not about fucking Cardi B.
Rhymes!
Should be a rapper, yeah.
Remember the rap I did about chicken nuggets?
No.
I think that was in college.
I didn't know you then.
I know.
Or sweeps. We're supposed to be talking about us. Jules and Michelle podcast.
You know. So we'll talk more about what you've been up to.
I've literally been working from home still since March. It's been 6 months now. And yeah, I go into the office every once in a blue moon to train the new hires. And that's about it. And then I'm back home chilling.
That's why Michelle can't meet a new one. She doesn't leave her house.
Yo, you know what? It's actually probably true. I'm literally home like every day all day.
And now she's in her mansion, so she's fine.
I don't know about mansion.
It's fucking big for one person.
I mean, compared to my fucking apartment, hell yeah.
Compared to where everyone lives, our age.
That is true.
You know? But Michelle's rich. How the tables have turned. But no, for real, it's like really big for a place.
We need to do like a
gender reveal for your house.
Fuck. No, we need to do we always talk about doing like a YouTube channel too.
Like, I was actually thinking about that earlier today. I was like, imagine if we had a YouTube channel. Oh, speaking of, you don't like watching makeup tutorials, do you? Why is my hand going like this?
I don't know. I mean, no, not really. I don't like really watching anything that other people do.
Okay. Anyway, about me. Anyway, I fucking hate her. So there's this new show
Julie
called...
would sit here and watch like the most weird YouTube channels.
I watch really weird shit.
And I'm just like... sitting there like being tortured.
Well, also, reason why I love you, Raul, shout out to you. He literally watches it with me. And that's so nice because I watch weird shit. But anyway, there's this new show called Instant Influencer with James Charles, who's like a big makeup person, you know.
I know him, yeah.
And it's a really good show if you guys are into makeup or, like, if you're a MUA makeup artist.
Oh,
then you would love the show. It's super cool. It's, like, challenges, and whoever does the best makeup wins. It's, like, only 4 episodes. Super cool.
Honestly, ever since our birthday dinners have kind of started, because I feel like everyone's birthday is towards the end of the month, like, people we know, at least, our friends. I've been going to, like, all these birthday dinners and stuff, and... that's really been the only reason that I've had to actually put makeup on. And it's just so weird. Like, I'm not used to it anymore. Yeah, I mean, besides, like, the grocery store, like, just shopping.
That's
like,
good, though. That's really good.
Yeah. So I've, like, completely lost. I mean, not going to lie. My makeup has been coming out really bomb. I have not lost my touch. My fucking wing liners, you know, those are, like, my signature
moves. How did you learn to do makeup? Just, like, practice?
Just practice. Yeah, literally no one has ever taught me.
I mean, no one's ever taught me either, but I definitely like watching makeup artists do makeup so that way I can, like, learn how to do it. That's actually been my passion forever. I feel like we talked about that on our other episode.
Maybe.
That was for me to start, like, a makeup line. But realistically, like, who the fuck am I? You know, like, I'm not a brand name. I'm not, like, Kylie Jenner or Kylie Cosmetics. Like, how can I just start a makeup line, you know?
You can do anything.
I know. Michelle thinks I can do anything, but that's really nice.
I actually really do tell you this all the time.
I was telling Raul that the other day. I was like, Michelle really believes in me. He's like, that's a good friend.
No, but seriously, anything, literally anything in the world is possible. Anything.
Yeah.
Even, like, the least expected is possible.
It's true. And, like, everything that's happened to us the past few months, all the changes that we went through with you buying a house, exactly. Getting a boyfriend, our friend having a baby.
Yeah, if we were, like, a year ago from today, we would say all this stuff was happening. But, like, yeah, right, that's not happening.
I know.
And here we are.
That's why it's, like, scary to go to people that can tell your future. Because when I went to, like, a palm reader.
I don't fuck with that at all.
It's scary. Like, you don't want to know. But also through doing... your sign, like, mm-hmm. You can look up supposedly your whole entire, like, birth to death and, like, everything's gonna happen.
I've never heard that.
Someone just told me that when I went out to dinner the other night. That.
I feel like the whole horoscope thing, it's fun, and some of it is kind of accurate. Like, I really can't compare, you know, like, 2 Virgos together and 2 Sagittarius. Like, wow,
but some things really are, like, stereotypical.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And I don't know, but then there's other things that are so broad, and it's like, is that really, like, a true thing? You know, it's very, like,
your
iffy.
Horoscope is definitely iffy.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's really just mostly for fun. Like, oh, you're a Leo, me too. Oh my god, cool. We can be best friends. But is it real? Like, does it mean anything? I don't fucking know.
Who knows?
Yeah, tell us your thoughts. DM us.
Like when we did, when you guys DM'd us your worst Valentine stories.
That was a good one.
Amazing.
People actually really DM'd us, and they were pretty funny. But yeah, no, guys, season 2, we're coming back better than ever.
We're gonna have
like a photo shoot soon. Give you guys some better pics of us. And
where are we gonna get to take them?
Yeah, I don't know. I should just get like a selfie stick.
That's so lame. We're not doing that. We can. We had a professional photographer last time, Sarah.
We did.
Anyway.
But yeah, so you know, making boss moves out here, and yeah, I hope we keep
making boss moves.
Keep making more boss. Honestly, what's after this? Like, what's
my engagement?
Oh yeah, your engagement. Good for you. Yeah, you have a lot more to go. You got your engagement, your kids. What the fuck am I doing after this? Like,
you miss marriage. But side note. Raul and I are going to get confirmed. I don't know if any of you are religious out there listening. We're starting our confirmation for adults in our marriage classes every Tuesday for like 5 months. It's going to be very intense. It's a 2-hour class every day.
I remember when I had to go to those. I got my confirmation when I was actually, I can't tell you how old I was. It wasn't that long ago. No, it was like in high school. I was in high school.
Oh, you did it later?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's what I should have done, but Raul and I both waited. So we already did baptism, first communion, and now confirmation. And then we're done.
Woo! Is there going to be a party?
Probably we'll have a confirmation party. Yeah.
Lit.
And then we'll get engaged. Woo! I actually never thought I would, like, get engaged.
Is that really why you guys are doing all of this?
So you yeah.
Can, yeah. Okay. That's good.
But I really never thought, like, last time we spoke, I never thought I was going to ever, like, date again.
Yeah, I know. You literally lost hope. I could see it in your eyes.
Everyone that I met was just so shitty. It was sad. I had literally lost hope. But then I regained hope in humanity.
I mean, yeah, you can't force it. When it happens, it happens.
I know. Michelle would say that to me all the time.
Yeah, and look, it happened.
I know.
I'm right.
In quarantine, of all places. When I was going out literally every day.
Quarantine?
No, I'm saying, like, before quarantine. It's weird that it happened, like, during quarantine. Yeah. Because I was going out, like, you know, I mean, you would go out all the time.
That's what I'm like, a true believer in that. Like, the more you look for it, the more you're not going to find it. You have to just let it come to you, do your thing. At least that's what I fucking tell myself to make myself feel better.
Well, you're young, so you're
fine. I really am. You're old as fuck.
I know, you guys. We're going to be 26 in January. So, wheel me through the fucking, what is it called? What is it called when you die?
The grave?
I don't know. It's the graveyard. Wheel me through the graveyard. Put me in my grave. And that's it. Because I'm getting so old. It's scary. I'm halfway to 30.
Dirty 30. Honestly, I feel like for me, when I hit my 30s, it's going to be like my most prime. Like, I'm going to be looking so fucking good. Like, I'm going to have, like, 3 houses, you know, like, we're going to be fucking balling out.
See, my thing is I'm trying to have kids, like, before I'm 30. So
I made a pact with one of my I made a pact with one of my friends. We were really drunk when we did this, so I don't know if you remember, and it's
so
true.
We're all rooting for you, though. We really are. Behind the scenes, we really are.
Anyways, we made a pact. What was the pact? If we're 28, I think.
Ooh, coming up. How old is he?
That's 4 years. He's my age. No, we're the same age.
Oh.
Actually, no, he's my age. His birthday's just earlier in the year.
Oh.
Anyways, if we're 28, I think that's what the age was. And we're both single. We're fucking getting married and having kids because that is it.
I love you guys.
But no, my other option is, no, seriously, I do want to have a kid eventually, later in life.
Do you want to get married?
I mean, yeah, sure, but it's not, like,
it's not a priority.
It's not my, yeah, no, it really isn't. Like, whatever. I don't need someone to have a kid. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm getting. Like, a sperm donor. Is,
oh, my God, shut up. That's what I was going
to do. I swear to God, that's, like, number one option, you know?
I support it.
So, I don't know. It really depends, though, because you say this shit now, but, like, when I'm 28, 29, who knows where I'll be at, like, in life and if I even want to have kids then.
Yeah. It's all up to what you want.
Exactly. So, like, between 28, 30, like, that's, like, my time to think about, all right, I'm either marrying this one guy.
Yeah.
Or I'm just going to get a sperm donor and make shit happen.
That's good. And that's your decision. And that's, like, what's good about our generation is you can pick and choose what the fuck you want to do.
Thank God.
Also, Raul's about to be 28. I'm going to be 26. And when people, like, say, oh, my God, are you guys, like, moving fast? It's our decision. That's what I want, and that's what he wants. So it's up to no one but us. If we want to get engaged at 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, whatever the fuck we want, we can do that.
And then, so many people, like, back then, though, like,
would get married at, like, 18.
Literally. And they would get married, like, after being together for, like, 3-4 months.
Literally. So, it's just now, like, today's generation, a lot of people just have kids, and that's fine. That's whatever you want. You don't want to get married to your partner. You just want to have kids. That's fine. But in our religion, both of our families are very religious, so it's something that we value. It's just to get married beforehand. But in the past, I was, like, the same way. I was really just thinking, I'll get a sperm donor, like, obviously.
Yeah, you really
so
would tell
I'll
me that
support
all the time.
Myself. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's an option. Like, changed. I don't know. It's not the end of the world if I don't find someone.
No.
You know? Like, there's so many options.
Like I
whatever.
Said, Michelle has, like, everything together. So she doesn't really need anyone. I mean, you know, if she wants to have a kid, she knows her funds. She knows what she can do to support her child. And if she wants to do it, then literally she can do it.
Hey. Anyways, enough about baby talk. I'm lit.
Michelle literally roofied me. I don't know what the fuck. I drank like 2 glasses of wine, and all of a sudden I'm like, my God, am I okay? And I'm like, not okay.
Honestly, though, these glasses of wine are fat as fuck.
Who got them
this
for
is
you?
Probably, you did.
Who?
You did.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
This is like equivalent to at least 2 regular glasses of wine.
So you... Are you touching my... Are we playing footsies right now?
Sorry.
Because if so, I G2G. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
I got to go.
Yes. Anyways, I really feel like, though, it's because ever since Corona and quarantine happened, yeah. Like, our tolerance has just really fucking dropped, you know? But moving on. So, season 2...
Episode 1.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
If you didn't,
I'm sorry.
G2FO. Don't that stand for?
What does it stand for, Julie?
Get the fuck out.
No, I honestly, sincerely hope that season 2 is way better than season 1. Because obviously that was like our practice season. Like, we didn't
we're
know what,
like,
we didn't
like
know what the fuck
up,
we were doing.
We're like keeping up with the Kardashians. It just got like better each season. So sorry, by the way, Kylie, that it's discontinued. I just wanted to, like, say that to you.
Give you my condolences.
Yeah, give you my condolences. Like, I don't even storm. You'll be okay. But I'm so sorry it got canceled. Hopefully we don't get canceled. We just don't – we can't talk about controversial topics.
I don't think we will. Dude, it's so sad. Keeping up with the Kardashians is over. Are you kidding me?
I know. It really is.
So sad. End of an era. But, yeah, we're not going to get canceled like them. Yeah. So, season 2. I'm excited.
Family. It's so full. Why'd you make me pasta?
Anyways. But, yeah. So, please, again, DM us. Let us know what you guys want to hear about in this season. We're back and we're better, baby. And yeah, hopefully we keep making moves. We could keep, you know, showing off on our podcast.
And that's it.
And that's about it. Holla at your girls. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Besito.